In a two-page letter to DOC Secretary Ed Wall, Barrett says the city had to pass the ordinance barring sex offenders from living within 2,000 feet of a place where children congregate because 14 of the municipalities in the county have already passed similar ordinances. He says that's led to a 45% increase in the number of sex offenders living in two Milwaukee zip codes.
It just made logic from their standpoint to say, well, then let's just put them in the city of Milwaukee. The city of Milwaukee does not have a residency requirement. And now we're saying, whoa, we are going to enact those same residency restrictions because we have to play defense, not becoming the place where sex offenders are located.
Barrett says sex offenders are a state responsibility, and it should be up to the DOC or the legislature to enact a statewide standard that treats all counties and cities fairly when it comes to housing them once they're released.
It could make sure that no single community becomes oversaturated with these individuals, but it can't just simply stand on the sidelines and say, well, it's not our problem. It's absolutely their problem.
In a two-sentence email, the DOC says the department is responsible for maintaining the sex offender registry, but it's police departments that enforce housing restrictions. The email says parole agents will make sure that the offenders it is still monitoring comply with the new restrictions. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.